Now that the reading tonight is sponsored by the Academy of American Poets, we're most grateful to them because they've made possible a week-long visit for this author to tour throughout Arizona, giving readings not only here, but also in Flagstaff, Tempe, and Prescott. So our distant thank you to the Academy. Al Young was born in Mississippi, grew up in the South and in Detroit. In 1966, he was awarded a Wallace Stegner Fellowship at Stanford after finishing his education at the University of Michigan and UC Berkeley. With Ishmael Reed, he co-founded the influential Yardbird Reader. He recently edited the anthology African American Literature for HarperCollins. Young is the author of 5 books of poetry, beginning with Dancing in 1969, followed by the song Turning Back Into Itself, Geography of the Near Past, The Blues Don't Change, New and Selected Poems that came out in 1982, and Heaven, Collected Poems that came out in 1992. 2 chapbooks of poetry recently published by Creative Arts Books in Berkeley, Straight No Chaser and Conjugal Visits. In addition, he's published 5 novels, and 4 books of musical memoirs, including Drowning in the Sea of Love from Echo Press and Mingus Mingus, a collaborative memoir of the jazz great written with Janet Coleman. As if that hadn't kept him busy in all these years, he's also worked as a screenwriter on such films as A Piece of the Action and Bustin' Loose. His work has been translated into a dozen languages, including German, Norwegian, Swedish, Serbo-Croatian, Italian, Japanese, Chinese, and Spanish. Al Young, to borrow a line of his, operates under the influence of music. While there are many influences on his writing, including African-American culture, a childhood spent listening to long, slow storytelling, American Indian song, Hindu philosophy, his extensive world travels, the poetry of Lee Poe, Mayakovsky, Lorca, Eliot, Rexroth, Leroy Jones, to name a few forebears he claims, there is no influence as powerful in his work as that of music. Music for Young is the joy of existence, even the blues, for he has the wisdom to know that happiness is the secret teachings of sorrow turned inside out. Music has given him an astonishing range of voices from which to speak and a range of subjects and characters through which to see and light up the world. He once asked in the poem Moon Watching at Lake Chapala, who will live to write the role of moonlight in the evolution of consciousness? He later answered that question himself. In a beautiful series of 22 poems about the moon that unabashedly sing of his being in love with everything. Last week, C.K. Williams told us that since Baudelaire, poetry has had to struggle with finding beauty in the midst of this century's horror. It is fitting that this week, Al Young is here to remind us that in spite of the terrible waste and injustices of American culture, in the end, there are only beautiful things to say, never mind how dirty the floor was. Please welcome Al Young.